Once again, it's time for the Rural Intelligence Report, ruralintelligence.com, the one place to go to find out what's going on, what's been going on, and what is coming up in our region in a great chronological calendar of coming events. As we always do, we bid a nice hello to Mark Williams. Mark, nice to speak to you today.
And a nice hello back to you, Marshall. It's great to be back. And this, it's really, there's a bit of a change in some of the events that are going on. There are some, I guess it comes with the season, so there are some, we've got two lots of opera to talk about this week. We've got two lots of music and dance in sculpture gardens. And also, which is very much to the season, two different ways of dyeing cloth using natural products as well. There are lots of lectures about that. I guess we're into the season.
All right. Well, we will start off August 21st in Lenox, Massachusetts, Book Talk and Tea at the Mount.
Yeah, the Mount has this really popular series, and on Tuesday the 21st at 11 o'clock in the morning, they're holding one with the author and historian Caroline Weber, and she's going to be talking and reading from her new book, which is called Proust's Duchess. And apparently Caroline is the specialist in 18th century French literature, culture, and history. And I guess, and her book really offers readers a look at the glittering world of fin de siècle Paris through the first in-depth study of the three women that Proust used to create his fictional character, the Duchess of Guermantes. It's going to be a really popular event. You'll need to get your tickets in advance, as that's called Book Talk and Tea at the Mount, and as I say, it's 11 o'clock on Tuesday, August the 21st.
We will move on to August 22nd at Stockbridge, Massachusetts, and hey, gin and tonics on the porch.
Yeah, we're coming from tea at the Mount, and I thought this is quite a lovely transition to gin and tonics on the porch. So the Red Lion Inn also has a really serious popular series as well, and they serve all sorts of interesting drinks on the porch. And the whole idea is that you can take in the view from the porch of the Red Lion Inn with a drink in hand, and this week you can choose from a menu of specialty gin and tonics, and the gin comes from a whole series of craft distillers. And they're also going to be serving some premium tonics, and of course they're going to add some local fresh ingredients as well, so it will make them special. And that's on Wednesday, August the 22nd, in Stockbridge at the Red Lion Inn, and it starts at 4:30 in the evening. So on a lovely evening, it really is worthwhile just relaxing and enjoying the sight from the porch there at the Red Lion Inn.
We'll begin August 23rd in West Stockbridge, the Guild of Berkshire Artists.
Yeah, this is an annual sale, and it's been growing in size in the last few years. The Guild of Berkshire Artists has their return sale, as it were. They come every year to the historic 1894 Town Hall, which has been beautifully restored in West Stockbridge. And so for two weekends, August the 23rd and the 26th, and then August the 30th through September the 2nd, they are having this show. It features the latest paintings, photography, ceramics, and other art by guild members. So if you're in West Stockbridge on your way, maybe to Tanglewood or to some of the other events in the region, and you have a little extra time, it's worthwhile stopping in there and checking out what they have. There's a nice reception if you want to join it on August the 25th. At 2:30 in the afternoon. But apart from that, it's open at weekends. Check out the website for the exact time. And of course, you can get there via Rural Intelligence. So that's the Guild of Berkshire Artists in the historic Town Hall of West Stockbridge starting August the 23rd.
We will also then on the 23rd move over to Chatham, New York.
Yeah, that's also running from the 23rd through to September the 2nd. The Mac Hayden Theatre in Chatham is celebrating its 50th series anniversary this year, and they're capping it off with the musical Annie. I guess it's it's classical, really. It's a classic family musical. It features all the popular songs like Tomorrow, Hard Knock Life, and Easy Street, so really popular. And that will be your last chance to go to the Mac Hayden Theatre in Chatham for their theatre season. And it runs, as I say, through September the 2nd.
On the 23rd, also in Egremont, Massachusetts. So let's go to the Barn.
One day only at the Barn in Egremont Village. They are having this singer who I've listened to now on YouTube, but I really want to go to and listen to because she sounds fantastic. Her name is Yanelle Manoa. She's a Native American singer-songwriter. She's returning to the Barn, so she's been there before, but she's returning with songs from her debut album, which is called Howls from the Deep in the Woods. And it really is a little bit of rock and roll, a little bit of blues, some soul, and some hip hop. And she, from the looks of YouTube, it really is a fun evening and lovely to go to. So check it out. That starts at 8 o'clock in the Village Inn in Egremont, at the Barn, at the back there, and it's on Thursday, August the 23rd.
On August the 24th, Chatham, New York. We're back there. Bang Group, Mouthful of Shoes.
Yeah, yeah. So on the 24th and the 25th, the Saturday, the 25th, PS21 is continuing its series of dance companies in town. And on this weekend, it's going to be the Bang Group, as you say, with a presentation called Mouthful of Shoes. And the choreographer, David Parker, has developed this dance, which he's calling Mouthful of Shoes, which is really full of comic enthusiasm and brings together tap, body percussion, vaudeville, ballet, contemporary music, and it's all set to the contemporary dance. It's all set to the music by Morton Feldman, Mozart, Steve Reich, Stravinsky, a whole series of other people as well. And it really looks like it's going to be a great, fun event on both Friday the 24th, Saturday the 25th at PS21 in Chatham.
We'll move on to Stockbridge, Massachusetts on the 24th. Once again, Dying with Garden Flowers. And we don't mean dying, we mean dying.
Yeah, the coloring. Yes. This looks lovely and it's really timely for the time of year. So Numkeg is a beautiful house, and I had no idea that they have an artist in residence, I guess, through the summer, called Breece Honeycutt. And she is going to be giving a talk at 11 o'clock on Friday the 24th, all about how to use the dyes in garden flowers to create artwork. And it could be on paper, it could be on cloth. And so she's using plant materials from the cutting gardens in Numkeg. And she she shows you her dyeing techniques. You can, they have for sale the silk scarves, and you can go along and she shows you how to dye your own silk scarf and use steam as the setting agent. Who knew? Anyway, it sounds really a lovely little course there and a talk. It starts at 11 o'clock on Friday, August the 24th. I'm sure you should go to the website and sign up for the course because I think it will be quite a very popular. Starts at 11 o'clock. That's in Numkeg in Stockbridge.
Okay, we'll move on to Hiking the East Mountain in Lenox, Massachusetts on the 24th.
Yeah, a little later in the afternoon there, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you may need a little exercise. And Mass Audubon has got together with Berkshire Sanctuaries, and they have developed what they're calling the Berkshire Views Hiking Series. And on Friday the 24th, they are having a guided hike of the East Mountain. And what they're doing is the East Mountain stretch of the Appalachian Trail, which leads to an amazing and expansive vista of the Housatonic Valley, the Taconic Range of Hills, and the Catskill Mountains. So it really is a spectacular view from when you arrive, eventually exhausted, I'm sure. It starts at 2 o'clock in Lenox, but do check out their website. That's via Rural Intelligence again. It's called the Berkshire Views Hiking Series, and it looks like if the weather is lovely, this is going to be a great hike to go on, get a bit of exercise on a Friday afternoon.
On the 24th in the evening, we can move over to Norfolk, Connecticut, the Auction Gala at the library.
Yeah, Norfolk Library is just a beautiful gem. I don't know whether you know it, but it really looks as though it was built as a temple to literature and to books. And on Friday the 24th, starting at 6 o'clock in the evening, as you say, they're having a gala fundraiser called An Evening in the Tropics. I think there are a lot of packages of vacations that are going to be auctioned off. And on top of that, there are going to be cocktails, hors d'oeuvres. There's also a silent auction. And the proceeds from all of this help really support the library's free programs. They've got a very extensive lot of free programming. So it's really nice. It's a really great benefit for a lovely little gem there. Starts at 6 o'clock in the evening in Norfolk Library.
After we go to Norfolk and head to the library there, we can head now to North Adams, Massachusetts.
Yep, bit of a long drive up after the fundraiser in Norfolk, but so you may not go directly. But there is something which that we've had last year and has turned out to be a real success. So Mass Mocha has been hosting an ensemble which is called a Roomful of Teeth Vocal Ensemble. They've been there a couple of years, and essentially it's a group of Grammy Award-winning vocalists led by the Williams College professor, Brad Wells. They are returning this summer for a creative residency, and they're honing a whole series of new works and honing their techniques, and it all culminates in a performance that includes works by Bryce Dressner of The National and a world premiere from the local musician Nick Zamotu, which is called To Begin Again. They are great fun. There's a whole lot of them, so it's a room full of sound when you go. It's up at Mass Mocha on Friday, August the 24th at 8, starts at 8 o'clock in the evening.
And back to Hudson, New York on the 25th, Olana Summer Market.
Yeah, we're turning to Saturday and Sunday, and Olana's having its little summer market. There'll be lots of vendors and food and music. And, of course, it's a great excuse to go to Olana, enjoy the views, enjoy the house, and also gather some local produce one way or another. So check that out in Olana, both Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th.
Here we go, dancing over to West Stockbridge for Unraveled.
Yeah, you'll have to check the website for the times because I think they're all over the place. But the Tern Park Sculpture Park in West Stockbridge is the location for, as you say, Unraveled, a dance performance by Gina Bashur. Now, Gina has been praised by the New York Times as a powerhouse of dance. But what's particularly nice and what we're really attracted to is that she's a Berkshire native, and she's not just a dancer, but she's a choreographer as well. So it's a local woman come back, and she's setting a choreography with this lovely ensemble of performers that she's brought to the Turnpike throughout the sculpture garden. So there are going to be all sorts of events throughout the day. So check out the website for times and you'll see it. It's always nice to go to the sculpture garden anyway, but then it's great fun when it becomes the stage for sort of this interactive dancing as well. So that is great fun. Definitely check that out.
Berkshire Opera Festival on the 25th in Pittsfield.
Yeah, first of the two opera events this weekend, and it's Saturday, the August the 25th, and then it runs through August the 31st. So again, you have to check out the times. But the Colonial Theatre is hosting the Berkshire Opera Festival. They're presenting a Rigoletto. I guess this is the third Berkshire Opera Festival season, and obviously another Verdi masterpiece. The production is conducted by the artistic director, Brian Garman, but it's directed by the general director, Jonathan Loy, and they really have been trying to bring back opera to the Berkshires to join all the other arts up in the Berkshires. So definitely worthwhile. If you're an opera running lover, definitely worthwhile making that run up to the Colonial Theatre in Pittsfield.
Hudson, New York, once again, we've got something to do with dye, the Natural Dye Study Workshop.
Yep, this is all about how to extract color from natural dye stuffs. And it's all at the Drop Forge and Tool, and it's a full workshop. It starts at 1 o'clock on Saturday the 25th, runs till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And Ali Smith, who is from Salt and Still, is going to be teaching lots of different ways to color cloth with natural dyes. And everyone who attends is going to be able to create an experiment with three different dye baths, and I've never heard of dyeing cloths using some of these. So one of them is with avocado stones. So I had no idea that you could use avocado stones to create a dye. Anyway, onion skins I have heard of. That's the second one. And then she's also going to be foraging around for a sort of a, what she's calling a seasonal forage pot of dyes. So you don't know, that's a bit of a lucky dip as to what colors turn out to be the case there. Participants also get to create a swatch book and also bundle dye a silk scarf. So if you're interested in dyeing and taking the local produce and using it for all these things, this is a great workshop as well. So it starts at 1 o'clock at Drop Forge and Tool in Hudson on Saturday, August the 25th.
Move from dying to jazz, the Berkshire Jazz Showcase in Pittsfield on the 25th.
Yeah, I never tire of going to jazz, and this is the first time ever. So on Pittsfield Commons in Pittsfield, starting at 1 o'clock on Saturday the 25th, they're having a Berkshire Jazz Showcase. It's presenting five of the most popular regional bands in that we have in the area. And it's the first, and they're calling it the first annual event, so hopefully there'll be more in the future. It includes some of the names people will know because they are local band, Grupo Mondo, the Andy Kelly Gypsy Jazz Band, the Ben Cohen Quartet, the Jason Ennis Quintet, with the vocalist Natalia Banal, and the Lucky Five as well. So if you like jazz, definitely make your way up to Pittsfield Commons on Saturday, August the 25th, at the, starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
At 5 o'clock that afternoon, Art Omai, a music concert.
Yep, back to a sculpture park. And this time round, it's a music concert in the actual sculpture park that they have. As you know, they have over 80 works of contemporary sculpture set out in over 120 acres. It's absolutely stunning at Art Omai. I really love visiting there. So they're bringing all sorts of global music to the sculpture park. So if you're looking for a relaxing afternoon, wandering around the sculptures and enjoying music, that's where you should be. It's, as you know, in Ghent. It starts at 5 o'clock in the evening. And you can check out all the details on the Art Omai website.
We will move on to Lenox, Massachusetts on the 25th to Tanglewood.
Yeah, well, don't even bother trying to get tickets for the Shed on August the 25th at Tanglewood for the Bernstein Centennial celebration, which is really continuing because the tickets have been sold out for months. But if the weather is good, this event is really going to be worthwhile going to and sitting on the lawn. So start to prepare your picnic and gather up your folding chairs and the blankets for really a wonderful evening of classical music and film and Broadway, all brought together in what's going to be one of the most popular concerts of the Tanglewood this summer. So if you want to celebrate the works of Leonard Bernstein, what better way? But obviously, check out the weather before you go because you don't want to be in the pouring rain on the lawn.
Well, on the 25th, Grillsdale is back for their third season in Hillsdale.
Yeah. This has really been a fantastic, popular festival. It's all grilled foods and live music. It's a real testimony to the team that put this together that if you have a great idea, people will really take to it. And Hillsdale is really sort of hopping at the moment. So what happens is, and we talked about this before, you get to sample the food in each of the little venues that each of the creative chefs in the area bring to this Grillsdale. You get to check out some of the breweries as well, and then you get to vote on them. So it's actually great fun, and people love talking about what is produced, also the local breweries, and they have purveyors of all sorts of local produce from all around the area as well. So go. And this year, by the way, what's nice is there's a lot of vegetarian options, including I saw the Buddha tofu and vegetable skewers with peanut sauce, and there's going to be some grilled Mexican corn and empanadas. So there's something for everyone, meat lovers and vegetarians as well.
We will move on from Hillsdale, New York, to Roxbury, Connecticut, actually, Litchfield County. Open Gardens, Cornwall, West Cornwall, Roxbury.
Yeah, this is, and we're moving on a day as well. It's Sunday, August the 26th, down there in Roxbury, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning and running till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The Litchfield County Open Gardens continue. And this is a tour of gardens in Cornwall, West Cornwall, and Roxbury. They will include the Something to Crow About Dahlias in Cornwall, the Japanese Gardens at Cedar Hill in Roxbury, and Treetop, which is the garden of Roxana Robinson in West Cornwall. So if you are a garden lover, always looking for stimulation and good ideas, this is the Litchfield County Open Gardens starting in Roxbury on Sunday, August 26th. Looks great.
We will then move back to Williamstown, Massachusetts, on the 26th, the American Modern Opera Company.
Yes, opera again. And so visitors to the Clark on Sunday the 26th are able to join the American Modern Opera Company in an afternoon of music and some dance as well, all performed throughout the campus, throughout the Clark campus. So they are going to be performing little mini concerts everywhere, including the Fernandez Terrace, which is wonderful. The Thomas Schulte Crystal is also going to be a feature. And the entrance to the original museum is going to be one of the stopping places. So, and by the way, it's really worth mentioning this Thomas Schulte Crystal. It's a site-specific installation at the Clark. Not so many people have seen it because it's up on the hill. It's his first full-scale architectural artwork in the United States. He's really better known, I think, in Europe. But it's located on a meadow near the top of Stonehill, which is close to the woodland's edge up there, overlooking the Clark. So it's really a wonderful site for the American Modern Opera Company to go and sing out in front of. The whole afternoon of opera starts at 2 o'clock. So if you're up on Sunday, August the 26th at Clark Art, watch out for this. It looks like a great afternoon of interesting opera.
And we move back to Roxbury now. That is what's going on there at the Minor Memorial Library.
Yeah, another lovely library. This is something that they've been doing for many, many years. They have a free concert. I think it's been going on for 25 years now, in memory of Roxbury's Fraser McCann, who was a really lovely donor and benefactor to the library. He was also a big music lover. And every year they have this concert. This one features Heart and Soul, with a special guest, Robin Bateau. And they will be performing all sorts of popular music from the 1930s through to the present day. It should be a relaxing and really enjoyable concert on the afternoon of August the 26th. It starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And we will go on to another concert. Right now, let's go to Falls Village, Connecticut, and a concert by the Cassatt String Quartet.
Yep, there at Music Mountain starts at 3 o'clock on Sunday, and the Cassatt String Quartet, as you say, they're going to be joined by Paul Katz in a program of works by Borodin, Shostakovich, and Schubert. It all starts at 3 o'clock at Music Mountain.
And we will wrap things up. Let's go a little batty. Full moon for bats in Ghent, New York.
Yeah, I saw this and I was thrilled. I'll tell you why. A few days ago, I was sitting quietly reading at about 10:30 at night, and suddenly the dog sprang up because into our kitchen sitting room a bat flew, and I don't know how it got into the house, must have come down the chimney. And instead of being horrified, I actually was quite thrilled. It was perfectly safe. We caught it a little while later and let it go. And we were I was thrilled because they've really been suffering badly from this sort of white nose disease or whatever it is that really killed off a lot of the bats in the area. And then I saw that in Ghent, the Mud Creek Environmental Learning Center on Sunday, August the 26th, is having this event at 7:30 in the evening. It's all about, it's all an opportunity to learn why bats are important to the ecosystems and how you can help them to thrive. And the lovely thing is that obviously you're going to go out into the Environmental Learning Center without flashlights or and just as dusk starts to come down. And hopefully you'll be able to see a whole lot of bats come out to feed. So it really is a lovely opportunity to learn something and also see a species that's really been under a lot of pressure in the last few years. So that starts at 7:30 in the evening at the Mud Creek Environmental Learning Center in Ghent, and it all starts on Sunday, August the 26th.
All right, Mark, another busy week in our tri-state region. We'll check in with you guys again next week.
Lovely. Look forward to it, Marshall.